Weekly Leo, funny Weekly Leo. I don't care what you want to call me. I don't care what you want to call it. It is all about astrology, and astrology is not only giving you the information, it's also telling you the truth in a very packaged, in a sweet, sugar-coated way. Leos, you are, wait for it, where you are, when you are busy, you are the most wonderful of star signs. But when you are lazy, when you're in lazy mode, you are the worst. Oh, Leos, you complain. You love complaining. Oh, you make a profession out of it. Complaining when you are miserable and grumpy, when nothing is happening, when you haven't got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, when nothing is happening in business, when you haven't got any money, when you haven't got this happening, that happening, you love to complain. That roaring lion Leo energy. You complain, I don't like this, and I don't like that, I don't like the sun in Taurus, I don't like the Uranus in Taurus, I don't like the Jupiter in Taurus, I don't like the weather, I don't like my food, I don't like the way my wife's boyfriend, girlfriend looking at me. I don't like the energy, I don't like this, I don't like that. You love complaining. Yeah, that's right, Leos, you do, you really do. And in fact, when I do speak to some Leos, I expect them to rant, because once they get going, oh, the roaring lion is complaining, they're in complaining mode. I don't like this, on and on and on and on. They can't stop you, I can't shut you up. I can't shut a Leo up when you're in miserable. Now, what I have to say, because of the planets in Taurus squaring your Leo identity, whichever day it is, the squared energy makes you want to complain. You want to complain. You love complaining. It gives you energy to complain. You look at the news. Look at the shit going down in the world. Ah, they're mad. They're all mad. The world's gone mad. Leos have no tolerance for madness. You have no tolerance for stupid people. You've got zero tolerance. That's why you got divorced from your exes from the past, because you had zero tolerance to deal with an idiot, to sleep with an idiot. Why? Because when you don't like something, it gets under your skin. And the very same way that you don't like it, the Taurus energies in the world at the moment are defined. This week's energy, the 29th of April, 30th, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th of May, till we get to the new moon on the 8th of May, the worldwide energies is making people grumpy. And therefore, if you are sensing that squared energy, grumpiness, you're not happy. You're not happy. You're really not happy about something. You're really fired up now. You really can't take it anymore. You've been delaying and pushing off and wishing off this and maybe this and could be this and would be this and maybe this and that. You had all the excuses in the world, but now you get to the point, I can't take the shit no more. Mercury direct in Aries. Mars, natural home star sign of Aries this week, is a definition now of, come on, you got to do something about it. There's no point in complaining anymore. You got to do something proactive. You got to be active. You got to be part of the energy system. You got to do something about it. Because if you don't do anything about it, nothing will ever happen. You know, when you ask, say, your partner or your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, ex, ask anybody, can you do me a favor? Can you do this for me? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to do it tomorrow. Some people always hold back. They've always got an excuse. So you give up asking them because, well, I'm not going to ask somebody that's going to go, she's going to give me some bubba master. She's going to go, she's going to tell me why she can't help me. She can't do it. Oh, it's getting on my nerves. Oh, what's the point in trying? What's the point in even asking some people? Because they're just going to say no. Right, that's okay. That's a Leo perspective. Every time you've asked somebody in the past, they've said no to you. All right. I'm not going to ask them. Oh, they're getting on my nerves. Oh, it gets on your nerves to ask somebody and hear the word no. All right. Ask. My message this week for all Leos is, what have you got to lose that other than ask? Because if you don't ask, you're not going to get. if you don't ask, sometimes you got to ask. Sometimes you got to listen to that gut instinct. What's the point of asking? I'm not in the mood. But the definition now of what we're all going through is, you've got to test the waters again. Because see, some people have changed their attitudes. They too are feeling the changed energies now. They too aren't happy with the situation. So sometimes you've got to ask. You've got to be a bit forward. Those of you who are, especially Leo men, and Leo men, you want a relationship. You want a loving relationship. Sometimes you've got to be a bit pushy. You've got to say, oh, you look gorgeous. Oh, you look beautiful today. Are you dating anybody? Are you seeing anybody? Sometimes you've got to be pushy. You've got to ask. You can't just wait for an act of God or act of destiny. Sometimes the irritating energy pushes you forwards. In business, there's not a single Leo when it comes to money that you're not pushy. Because you're good at that. You're good at annoying people. If you are a debt collector or if you are in the accounts department and you've got to collect the money for the company that you're working for, you are the most annoying person possible. Every bookkeeper, every accountant, everyone that's debt collecting, they're all Leos because they love annoying other people, especially when they're right. So this week's energy is you are right in feeding the irritating energy. That's the receiving the message of destiny. You are right to irritate other people. You are right to irritate yourself. But get the job done. Just get the job of destiny done. Just do it. Don't talk to me about thinking about doing it. Do it. Proactive doing it. Now, when you want to do something and you don't know where to turn to or how to do it, first you get fired up inside you and the message inside is, I fucking got to do it. If I don't do it now, I'll never do it. The other aspect of Leo energies is some of you will feel, oh, I don't know, Johnny, I don't know. Oh, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I want to, I don't know. I haven't got the energy for it. In that case, don't do it. Don't. I'm not going to force you to do something you don't really want to do. I'm not going to force you. I can't take the horse to the water, but you can't force the horse to drink it. So it's just the way you are. You will want to change next week, the week after, and the week after, and the week after. So even on the path where you're choosing to avoid something, you're going to end up doing it anyway. So why are you wasting time this week? On the weekly summary, I define that all of us are going to die one day. It's all going to come to an end one day. So why am I wasting today's energy in doing fuck all? That's my message this week.